On this Wednesday, let's look at the weather forecast with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, thanks for being here. Yesterday, the United States Department of Agriculture saw fit to take 5 million acres out of the estimate for planting across the United States, or at least the change from what producers told USDA they were planning to put in the ground back in March and to what they actually put in the ground as of June the 1st. And now that those numbers are in the pipeline, the trade will focus clearly on the weather forecast. What do we know about the next couple of weeks and the whole month of July?
Well, it certainly looks as though we're going to have an old-fashioned market, weather market here for a little while. We're definitely moving under a ridge of significance as we move forward through the holiday weekend and move into next week. This ridge of high pressure will see to it that it will warm up. I don't know that it will be excessively hot, but we'll have a lot of humidity coming as the moisture from recent rainfall gets fed back into the atmosphere through evaporation. At the same time, there's still an upper-level low-pressure system over the lower Mississippi River Valley area near the Gulf Coast, and that low-pressure system, even though it's fairly far removed from us, will have a big influence on our weather by hogging all of the moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. So showers and thunderstorms occur often in the Delta and southeastern states, but very little moisture is going to come northward. And once we finish out this next 24 to 36 hours, we're going to be done with precipitation that is significant for a while. Now, there will still be some showers around, but there's just not going to be much moisture to work with. And so we'll see net drying across most of the region. Now, the ridge is expected to be over the heart of the Midwest here over the next couple of days. Retrograde a little bit to the west into the plains for a period of a few days late in the weekend, early next week, and then come roaring back into the Midwest for the middle to latter part of next week and into the following weekend. And it's during that time period that the ridge is expected to be strongest, and we may see some very warm temperatures occur at that point. High humidity, but very little rainfall potential except in the northern plains and across the Great Lakes region. And I think as we go into the period from the 10th through the 14th or 15th, we'll start seeing that ridge shifting back to the west again. And this time it'll stay out there for a while. Once that occurs, we'll start sending those little complexes of thunderstorms from the peak of the ridge down into the heart of the Midwest, as long as the Gulf of Mexico is open for a moisture source. And we should start seeing a little bit of rainfall periodically. But we're talking about mid-July already, so a lot of drying will occur between now and then. I think our crops will probably hang in there fairly well. We've got a good moisture profile right now, and without excessive heat over these next 5 to 7 days, I think we'll manage this first part of the drying period relatively well. But it's in the second week of the forecast that we'll start seeing a little more accelerated drying, and we'll need to get that ridge out of here as quickly as possible and open that door for some shower and thunderstorm activity so that we don't get too dry during that pollination period. I think we will stay in okay shape, relatively speaking, in late July, but I don't want to mislead anyone into thinking that we're going to have a perfectly timed rainfall and the crops are just going to do just fine. I think we're going to have some pockets of dryness, some areas of stress. There will be some crops that may struggle a little bit in late July into the first days of August. But there's going to be other areas in the Midwest that will probably do relatively well. So we're probably not looking at any kind of serious issue like we had in 2012, even though there's some forecasters out there that think that we're going down that road. I don't personally think that'll happen. Now, I am a little bit more concerned about soybeans than I am corn, because I think the latter part of the growing season, late August and September, I think are going to be fairly dry and warm across a big part of the region. I think our corn is going to do okay, but I think soybeans may have a little more challenge ahead of them.
What is it that causes those concerns for you?
Well, it's actually multiple things. The first of which would be the tropical cyclone season. Going to be a very active season, and I think that the southeastern United States will see multiple threats of storms coming either close to the region or actually moving inland. And if we keep the southeastern U.S. Subjected to tropical cyclones fairly often, there will be a tendency for ridginess to build up across the Midwest, similar to what we're going to see next week. And if the ridge is at that time already over the plains, which is where it should be, most likely the ridge is going to broaden out and encompass a larger part of the Corn Belt during that time period. So that's the first reason for the drier finish. The second would be that we do think that a La Nina will begin to evolve as we move from August to September. We won't be in a full-blown La Nina event, but just the mere fact that the atmosphere will be adjusting itself in response to the developing conditions will add in a little bit more warmth and perhaps take a little bit of precipitation out of the equation. So if we already have a drier tendency in late August and September, having a developing La Nina will only exacerbate that.
I don't recall if it's the La Nina or the El Nino, but one of the two has a greater droughty effect in South America. I'm wondering if you're looking that far forward into the seasons.
Yeah, we are looking at that. It is Brazil that tends to have a delayed start to seasonal rains. It's usually Rio Grande do Sul up into Paraná and sometimes São Paulo and Mato Grosso do Sul that do struggle with dryness at times during a La Nina event. And I do think that that is a possibility this year. Normally, in a full-blown La Nina, by the time we get to the heart of their summer, the monsoonal rainfall in Brazil is usually pretty substantial. So the center-west and center-south crop areas, which would be Mato Grosso into Minas Gerais and parts of São Paulo, would probably be subjected to a lot of abundant rain during the heart of their summer. But getting started with that rainy season might be a little sluggish. And again, the far south part of Brazil, Rio Grande do Sul, into parts of southern Paraná and parts of Paraguay would probably have an ongoing battle with some dryness at times during the entire growing season.
Hey, thanks, Drew.
All right, have a great day.
That's Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joined us here on the Closing Market Report that comes to you from Illinois Public Media.